Crime Stoppers has partnered with the outdoor bench advertising company, Metro Bench, to promote Hillsborough County's Bully Buster program. Using bus bench advertising, this cooperative effort hopes to stop bullying in its tracks, according to Crime Stoppers coordinator Lisa Haber.
Right now we have a total of 50 bully benches that are throughout the county. They have been strategically placed by any place where children and parents gather. We've looked at libraries, rec centers, and schools. What's neat about this is that the funding for the benches came from the Crime Stoppers Trust Fund and was also matched by Metro Bench, which is the company that actually put the benches out for us. They actually donated 25 benches and we paid for 25 out of the trust fund.
According to Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, Jim McLeod was key in getting funding for the program. McLeod is a criminal justice specialist for the Hillsborough Board of County Commissions.
Well, we really want to thank Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and Crime Stoppers of Tampa Bay for stepping up. They're going to be taking all of the tips for us, and we think that that is going to give us a major edge in implementation for this project. We're about to start some other programs. We want to deliver services that kind of complement and carry on what the school district is doing in after-school venues and with families and neighborhoods.
This program acts as a means to address cyberbullying, which has led some young teens to receive threats and has troubled others enough to lead them to commit suicide. According to iSafe.org, 42% of kids have been bullied when online. 1 in 4 had it happen more than once. Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita talks about how students can respond anonymously through calls and text messaging.
Making people aware of the fact that all of this will be anonymous in terms of calls, in terms of text messaging, and kids can text message faster than I can talk. So I think we've got all those things in place. It should be very effective.
Lisa Haber says that Crime Stoppers already has benches all over the community that show the various programs that they promote using bus bench crime prevention.
I have a total of 100 benches in the community right now for Crime Stoppers. We have our texting, we have ones on texting, we have our general, and then we have these. We find that we need to increase our bully, but we can. We have the ability to do that very, very easily. And again, our television PSAs that are running on MyTV Tampa Bay, they started running this week. So, and those are in addition to the county's PSAs. So kids are going to get this information all over. So in school, out of school, wherever they're at, they're going to see this all over. I just drove by Chamberlain High School, and there's a Bully Buster bench directly across from the school, right on Bush Boulevard. And then there's a texting one there, too. So they have both.
Haber says she has already received calls from bully busters, but maintains the privacy of the specific cases.
We just started getting them between the county's PSAs, as well as Crime Stoppers PSAs that are running on television. The bus benches just went out to the general public. So actually very early on in the process, we're already getting responses to our tip line, which I think is fantastic. And I think it's only going to expand as our awareness campaign continues. I can't really comment on the contents of them because some of them are confidential. I can say that they have been referred to the schools, to school resource officers, as necessary for them to follow up on.
To learn more about Crime Stoppers, visit their website, crimestopperstb.com, or to learn more about Rose Ferlita's Bully Buster program, log on to roseferlita.com/press. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.